All right, I am recording.
Okay.
Delusions of Grandeur.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode, a special episode of the Delusions of Grandeur here on the Journey Into podcast. And of course, as you know, here on the Delusions of Grandeur, we talk about Star Wars. And Rish had an idea to get together and talk about going to Celebration. I think we may have mentioned it here or there, but we've never really talked about it too much here on the podcast. So how's it going, Rish?
It's going just fine. Spring has sprung, and so have my allergies. But I figured it would be fun to do a little episode where we talk about that we're actually going to go, and that this has been years in the making, then let the listeners know that if they want to participate, they can tell us what they're interested in, what they'd like us to talk about, what they'd like us to take pictures of. This is how I was going to end the episode, but here we are starting the episode with this. You know, who is it that is at the show that they're excited about?
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. And so you and I talked about going to Celebration probably in 2017 because it was the 40th anniversary Star Wars one. And I wanted to go, but no one would go with me. And I didn't want to go by myself. I'm not sure what was wrong with me. I wish that I had, because that was the first year that they uploaded, what do you call them? Panels to YouTube. Although the one where they announced The Force Awakens and BB-8 came out on the stage, everybody saw that on YouTube as well. And so,
yeah, but it may have been after, like, delayed.
Right. The 40th anniversary one, they uploaded like all the panels. You could watch them at home. And I just wished that I had been there. It just seemed so cool. And they got Harrison Ford to come in and sit down and talk about Star Wars. And that had been very, very difficult in the past. And so they were doing another one in 2020 for the 40th anniversary of
Empire
Strikes Back. And we were like, you know what? Let's go to that. And to my surprise, you said, yeah, let's do that. I will make it happen. And so in 2019, we bought tickets to go to that.
It was going to be in August, I believe.
August of the next year?
Of 2020, yeah.
And then you know what happened in 2020. And so that got bumped for the next year. The 2021, we'll be having our Star Wars Celebration. And I'm not sure how long that was. Maybe that was a day that it was 2021. Maybe it was a week that it was 2021. But that rapidly became, sorry guys, 2021 is out. We'll do it in 2022. But don't worry, if you have bought a ticket, it will still be good 2 years from now. And I found that really interesting. I remember that there were people that were upset and wanted their money back, and they did all that they could to not give people's money back. They said, you know what, we could trade that ticket price in for merchandise. What do you guys say about that?
And right.
And since I really wanted to go and I didn't care about the merchandise or the refund, I just let it ride. And you did as well.
Yeah, might as well.
Here we are, less than a month out from the Star Wars Celebration, and I guess they opened it up for tickets again. And that made me wonder if just, you know, they had a ton of cancellations in between the last 3 years, or if they always would have opened it up again. And if you go to the website, thestarwarscelebration.com, you know, buy tickets is still a clickable link. And when you go on there, you can buy child tickets, but purchase of adult ticket is required to buy a child ticket.
Oh, interesting.
But as far as adult tickets go, you can get Thursday tickets. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday show. But Friday is sold out, Saturday is sold out, and you can get tickets for Sunday. And I remember 1 year San Diego Comic-Con was that way, and I had really tried to get tickets, and all that was available was Thursday and Sunday. And
oh, geez, that's hard.
And so I bought those thinking that, you know, when the tickets went on sale for the general public, I would be able to get Friday and Saturday. And I never was. And I, at this point, each motel room was $200 a night. And I thought, you know what? If I can't go Friday and Saturday, I really don't want to spend $400 for those two nights. And so I didn't end up going at all. And they wouldn't give a refund, not even in merchandise. And so I just ate those two tickets. But
you didn't scalp them?
No, but I wish that I had just gone and spent those 2 days, like going to the beach or, you know, just walking around San Diego or something. But I didn't do it. And I've never gone back. You never had any problems getting tickets, right?
I didn't. No, on the, you know, there was the day that you had to call. So I remember being at work on the phone, ready to keep redialing until I was able to get through. And I don't remember how long it took me, but it didn't seem like it was awful long before I was able to, or no, it was online, right? Yeah, I had to keep refreshing my screen to reserve my tickets. And I don't think I had to do that too much. I think I was able to get in there and get it done pretty quickly. Yeah, I was excited when I was able to buy the tickets. So,
well, that's cool. I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think I've never been to an event this big before. You know, I've been to a couple, you know, local Comic-Cons or just, you know, expos, that kind of thing. But never anything like San Diego Comic-Con or a Star Wars Celebration or anything like that. So this will be all new.
Well, are you at all nervous about that? Let's say that there are 100,000 attendees. Is that... Are you somebody that gets uncomfortable around tons of people?
No, I'm fine with that. I just hope I'm able to get into stuff that I want to see, panels and things like that. That's the only thing I'm really worried about. You know, I don't know all the strategies, you know, or how early you have to get there to wait in line or whatever. So I'm a little bit worried about getting into the panels that I want to get to. Not that I know what all the panels are going to be, but I'd really like to get into the one where they're going to show the first couple episodes of Kenobi and have the cast there and talk about it. I'd love to see that one.
Well,
in person, not watching it from a screen somewhere.
Right. Yeah. In the past, on other cons, they've had, what do they call that, spillover rooms? There's a word for that where all the room is full, but you can
overflow,
go into
maybe
overflow. Yeah. Rooms where you can watch what's going on in the next room, but it's not quite the same as being in the room and just being able to see them, even if you're way, way in the back and they're just, you know, a little pinprick on the stage. We've talked about this before, but I went to the very first Star Wars Celebration in 1999 in Denver, and then I went to the one 3 years later, 2002, in Indianapolis, and I went to the one 3 years after that in 2005 in Indianapolis. But I've never been to one since then. And conventions have completely changed in the nearly 20 years since the last Star Wars Celebration that I went to. They have become such multi-million, if not billion-dollar, money-making extravaganzas that everybody has in every single city. And, you know, even C-list, D-list, F-list celebrities can show up and charge whatever they want for autographs. And the last one that I went to, as long as you were willing to stand in line, you know, it's just like, okay, this thing starts at 1, I'm going to get in line at 12:15 or 12:30. You could get into anything. And I got into everything that I wanted to.
Yeah.
I got to meet everybody that I wanted to, get all the autographs that I wanted to. But I'm sure that is no longer the case. But the advantage that we have is that it's not just one person. And all the times that I go to San Diego Comic-Con, except for when Big Ankovich would go with me, it was just me by myself. And so I would have to plan, okay, this thing that I most want to see is at 3:00.
Right.
So what time should I get in line if I really want to see it? Noon? And you get there at noon and they're like, oh yeah, we're here at 6 a.m.
Right.
I was like, oh.
That's what I'm worried about.
You guys want to see this way more than I do. Whoops. But because we've got a bunch of people, well, because we got three people that are going, I can get in line at noon and you guys can go do whatever you want. And then at 1 or 1:30, one of you can come and spell me in the line. I can go to the bathroom or go grab something to eat or just stand up. And that will be such a relief. Sure, it will be hard to get into everything that we want, but I don't think it will be impossible because we have multiple people. And
that's true.
And so I'm not worried at all. Even whatever it is, the thing that's the most attended, and maybe it will be the premiere of Obi-Wan Kenobi, I think we can get in as long as we know when it is and we plan for it. And so that'll be cool. But yeah, they've said some of the things that they're having panels for. I believe that there is a Cassian Andor panel. And they just announced, I think this week, that it's going to have 3 seasons. And they're shooting season 2 and 3 at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And so that's interesting. I had no idea Andor was going to be more than just, you know, one of those 5 or 7 episode runs.
Right.
I'm sure there's going to be a Bad Batch panel.
Yeah, I think that was just announced like yesterday or something. I saw something about the Bad Batch panel.
I would think that there'll be an Acolyte panel. I would think that there would be a Mandalorian panel. I would think that there would be a Rogue Squadron panel, unless that's not happening. It's still on the books. And that's the weird thing, is Disney still has it on their schedule for December of next year. But you kind of have to start making it now if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, they're shooting Guardians of the Galaxy 3 right now, and it comes out in less than a year. So I guess it's possible that you can do it closer to the deadline. But you know how it is. The less time that you have to work on it, the more it's going to cost.
Yeah, especially when they want retakes and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
So yeah, there is going to be a Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni Mandalorian panel.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool. Are there things that I'm forgetting that there's going to be?
Those are the big ones that I've heard about. I'm sure there's all kinds of them.
In the past, the panels that I've most enjoyed were not for the thing that's about to happen, but for the past. And that's why I really wanted to go to the 2021, because Empire Strikes Back is the best of the movies. And wouldn't it be great to see a bunch of those guys on a panel together talking about Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
It's possible that can still happen, but, you know, it just depends on who they get to show up. And there is a list of guests that are, like, signing autographs and stuff. Should I just go through the list? And I'll say the person's name and you tell me who they are?
Yeah.
Okay, Gino, you play at home as well. Okay, so these are in alphabetical order. Amy Allen.
No, I don't know who she is.
She was an actress in the prequels. She played the Blue Twi'lek. God, I used to know her name. Ayla Sakura.
Okay.
And she was at the 2002 one, and I remember thinking, oh, that, she's a nice-looking lady. But that was before Episode 2 had come out. I don't remember Ayla Sakura being in Phantom Menace. Next one is Anthony Daniels.
Oh, I think I know him. Yeah.
You think you know
C-3PO.
Yeah, and he's always come to these, but this is the first one I've gone to where he's signing autographs.
Mm.
And so that's cool. Next is Ashley Eckstein.
Oh, yes.
Or Steen. Which would you say it is?
The voice of Ahsoka on the Clone Wars.
Yeah, she's cool. I think we talked about it, just you and me, not on the air, but she came to a local convention and we found out about it, you know, 7-8 months in advance. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to buy up a bunch of Ahsoka Tano action figures and I'm going to have her sign them. Because we looked and the signed action figures, you could ask $200 if you wanted to. And so I bought a whole box of them and then we found out that she was charging $100 a signature. And my excitement kind of faded on that. And my cousin said, well, you could still make some money on this. And ultimately, I just chickened out. A lot of times, these celebrities will sign a picture of themselves for one price. But if it's merchandise, if it is an action figure or something like that that you could resell, they charge more.
Huh.
And I think that that's something they've just caught on to in the last few years. And I can't blame them. They're not there for to meet their fans. They're there to make a buck.
Yes.
And I'm sorry that not everybody is there to make a buck, but you know how it is. Billy Lord is next.
Billy Lord is Carrie Fisher's daughter, and she was in all three, I believe, of the sequel movies.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was like... No, that's Fennec Shand. But it's something like Fennec is the character's name. But I heard just last week that, you know, that scene where they show young Luke Skywalker and young Princess Leia training in the ways of the Jedi, that she actually was the photo double for her mom in that scene.
Oh, well, that's cool. That makes sense.
And I thought that was really neat. I wish they'd just left her face instead of the unholy abomination that we got.
Well, yes. Yes.
But she's cool. And if you look at her from a certain angle, you can see her mom.
From a certain point of view?
Right. If you're suffering from a delusion of grandeur, you can see her mom's face in her. Next is Cary Jones, a man.
Oh, I think he's the guy that played, what's his name? The Wookiee in the Book of Boba Fett.
That's absolutely right. How did you know that?
Just talking about it on the show and looking at the cast members.
Yeah, Black Chrysanthemum, right?
Chrysanthemum, yeah, that's it.
Okay, Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers played... Oh, what was his name? Carga? Gail Carga? Something like that?
I think I'll accept that. Grief Carga.
Oh, there you go.
Said you were the best.
When you get to the blue Mandalorian that was with Bo-Katan, I'm still not going to remember that one, I'm sure.
Oh, I can't either. Daniel Logan.
Daniel Logan was Boba Fett, young Boba Fett in the
Yeah, he's all grown up now, probably 30 by now. But you know, he's not an unattractive dude. He should be in some of these, you know, movies and stuff. I mean, he doesn't look like Temuera Morrison, but he looks, you know. Anyway, it may be that he's one of those poor guys that was chased away from acting because of the prequels, like Jake Lloyd.
I think he has a pretty good attitude about it, I think. I've heard a couple interviews with him, and he's still into all of it, I think.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, it's a shame when people can have a difficulty separating the actor from the role that they play, and that spills over. Or then, you know, there can be fanboys that ruin it for everybody, and that's too bad. Next is D. Bradley Baker.
D. Bradley Baker is all of the Bad Batch and all of the clones on Clone Wars.
Yeah, good job. I wonder if anyone will have him sign a picture of each.
Huh.
You know, it's like, here's five pictures to sign, or if you just have him sign a picture of the whole team.
Yeah.
Dickie Beer is the next one, and there's no way you know him. He was the stunt double for Boba Fett in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, geez.
He's the guy that did the, you know, slammed into the sail barge.
Oh, okay.
And went down. But because Jeremy Bullock is no longer with us, you know, he's Boba Fett in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Next up is Emily Swallow.
That sounds familiar, but I don't know who that is.
I think
is.
We talked about her before.
No, I can't place it.
She is the armorer on The Mandalorian.
Oh, okay. I thought it was newer stuff that she was in.
And then next up is Ewan McGregor. That's right. He was in, what was that musical? Down with Love? Is that what it's called? With Renee Zellweger?
Was he in Chicago?
I don't believe he was. He was in Moulin Rouge. Maybe
Moulin
that would have been
Rouge,
funner,
that's what I was thinking of.
A better joke.
Oh, he was in The Island, right?
With Scarlett Johansson, yeah.
Yeah.
First half of that movie is really good. Next up is Giancarlo Esposito.
Ah, Moff Gideon from The Mandalorian.
Ian McDiarmid.
Oh, the Emperor. Skeeve.
Poor guy. Jet Lucas.
Jet Lucas was probably in the prequels.
Yeah.
But I don't know who he played.
Well, so he's George Lucas's youngest kid.
Yeah.
I feel like he was at the pod race. He was like one of Anakin's friends, but he's best known. I feel like he's one of the young Jedi kids that is slaughtered by Anakin Skywalker. I'm not sure if he's the one with the lines that says, you know,
"Please protect us.
Why are your eyes red, Master Anakin?"
Yeah.
Junus Swatomo.
Oh, is that Chewbacca? The new...
Well done.
Okay.
After I mispronounced his last name so badly, you still got it. Katie Sackhoff.
Katie Sackhoff plays Bo-Katan in Mandalorian and the Clone Wars.
That's right. Good job. This is one that I didn't know was on the list. Katie O'Brien.
Oh, yeah. She is the comm officer on the Mandalorian. Are you going to wait in line for her?
I don't know. I might, actually, though. That really stuck out at me to have a female Imperial officer. Kelly Marie Tran.
She was Rose Tika, right?
Tico, I believe.
Tico.
Yeah, I don't know that they ever say it, though. Kevin Thompson. And this one, I don't know. Huh. So he's a...
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
He's a little person. Is it cool to say that now?
Yeah, I think that's the preferred term, is little person.
But it appears he was one of the Ewoks in 83. Well, I guess 82.
Huh.
But I don't know which one he is. Luckily, I get to edit out all of my looking it up. Wow, he's got a million credits. Well, 59.
Chukatrok or whatever that...
It is Chukatrok. How the hell did you pull that off?
I just remembered us talking about him when we were talking about the Ewok adventures.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, he's just credited as Ewok in Return of the Jedi, but in Ewok Adventure, he is Chukatrok.
That's cool.
Just for that, you need to get his autograph.
I should, yeah. Since I made us watch those movies.
Don't believe that there's a...
That's funny. I was just trying to think of Ewoks that I knew whose names there were.
Well done. Yeah, it looks like he was the one on the glider in Ewok Adventure.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Margot Apostolos.
Oof, I have no clue.
She is also of diminutive stature. How's that?
Oh, did she play Maz Kanata? Or was she a gonk droid?
No, she was also an Ewok.
Okay.
That is her only credit on IMDb, but that's cool because she's going to find people that love the Ewoks like nobody's business, and hopefully they will make her feel really special. That has been my favorite memory of the Star Wars celebrations, is seeing the delight on the faces of these people that didn't know they had fans.
Yeah.
Next up is a guy named Matt Lanter.
Ah, Matt Lanter was the voice of Anakin on the Clone Wars.
Well, I would not have gotten that. Gino, would you have gotten that? Nah, I don't know nothing about Star Wars. Wait, that's a very good Kiwi accent there, Marshall. Huh. Matt Lanter, good job, man. Okay, Omid Abtai.
Ooh, one of the weak ways on Return of the Jedi.
No, he's much newer. If you saw a picture of him, you would know who he is because he plays a human. He's the dude in The Mandalorian with the glasses that wants Grogu's blood for experiments.
Oh, the doctor guy.
I'm okay. Sure there's a name of his character.
Yeah, it's Dr. something.
Dr. Pershing.
Pershing
is the character's name on Mandalorian. Interesting.
Not related to Dr. Evison.
Okay, we're almost here. Yeah, they were in different graduating classes. Orly Shoshan.
Was she Rose's sister?
She was not. Oh, she's prequels.
I advise you not to do the buzzer stuff because you'll be there forever doing that.
That's fine. she played Shaak Ti in episode 2 and 3. And if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong because I don't know the prequels, she was killed twice in Revenge of the Sith, and both times the scene was cut.
Yeah, that's what I remember too.
But yeah, she's that terrible named species that Ahsoka is.
Taruga or something, the Tarugo?
Yeah, almost exactly right. Togruta,
yeah.
But yeah, she was probably the first one of those that we saw, and just
yeah,
very lovely design for an alien. Second to last is Sam Witwer.
Sam Witwer's, I think, done several things, but most known for the voice of Darth Maul on the Clone Wars, I think.
How did you know that? That's exactly the picture that they have for him that you can get him to sign.
Huh. Yeah, they're just from watching the Clone Wars, I think.
Well done. And then last is the only one of these that I have met and got a signature from, Tim Rose.
Tim Rose. Oh, you've told me he's Ackbar's voice, right?
Well, he wasn't the voice. He was the puppeteer for Admiral Ackbar and Salacious Crumb.
Oh, okay.
But it's cool that you remember that. Yeah, and Ackbar is the picture that they have on the StarWarsCelebration.com. They have a link to, if you're not able to go to the con, but you really want the autograph of one of these people.
Hmm.
You can do it. You can pay for one, and they will sign extras and send them out to all the people that have paid for them, which is actually really cool if you're in a different country, or if you're just, you know, you really wanted to go, but you got sick, or you got laid off, or you had triplets, you know?
Yeah, I've had triplets. No, just kidding.
So something that we talked about right before we started recording is it looks like they're still wanting the guests to wear masks. And I'm bummed out about that because I like to take pictures. I like to take selfies. I like to see the celebrities' faces and stuff. And
we're going to look like Big Ankovich at the Galaxy's Edge.
Put that mask back on.
You know, if you're walking around in a stormtrooper costume or whatever, I suppose it doesn't matter.
Oh, there you go.
But you know what? I can man up, as they used to say, and suffer through this.
So I thought I saw that Mark Hamill was going to be there too.
Well, this was the list of official guests on the main site. And I know that they've been adding new ones all the time. So it's possible that Mark will be there. Doug Chang will be there. Charles Soule will be there. Claudia Gray will be there, but they didn't have a link for autographs on those.
Oh, right. I'll bet you, his name just left me. Hidalgo.
Oh, Pablo Hidalgo.
Pablo Hidalgo. Yeah, I'm sure he'll be there.
I think my cousin told me that on his Twitter, it said he'd be back there. And
oh, cool.
And Pablo's just so cool because he loves Star Wars, if not as much as us, more than us, and knows so much more than we do. And he's just like one of those guys that they can't wait until they let him tell this story. You know?
Yeah.
I also saw that, I've forgotten her name already, darn it.
Lee Brackett's going to be there. No.
Lee Brackett died before Empire was even made.
I know.
Michelle Ang is going to be there, who is the voice of Omega.
Oh.
And so I imagine that she will be on a panel with Dee Bradley Baker and they'll talk about Bad Batch. Anyway, if you're listening and you're a big Star Wars fan, and if you're not a big Star Wars fan, why the devil are you listening? But, you know, who would you of all these people most like to get an autograph of? Who, if you could just talk to one of these people, who would you want to talk to? And you and I have talked before about this, you know, oh, wouldn't it be cool if so-and-so came? I've never had the chance to meet Anthony Daniels. I've seen him, I've taken his picture, but, you know, I've like never shaken his hand. I've never had a conversation with him. He's the one that I'm most excited about. You know, I did get to speak to Ian McDiarmid, and when I saw how much Anthony Daniels was charging for an autograph, it gave me pause, because it's just so much money. You and I talked about this, right? But not on the air.
We did, yeah.
So I figured, because I've gotten some autographs, that I would get the Emperor's autograph and C-3PO's autograph.
Okay.
But Anthony Daniels is charging $125 an autograph.
Yikes.
And Ian McDiarmid is charging $150.
Really?
Boy, that's so much money. I'm not sure I can justify it.
I know. Just think about how many people, 4 days of the celebration with endless people in line. Holy cow.
Like when I went to the 2002 one, which was the first time that they had ever had an autograph room. They were $20 each. And I was much, much poorer than I am now. But 20, you know, for like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get Captain Piet to sign something or whatever, I was willing to do. And I know I've said this a million times, but Phil Brown just looked so sickly, who played Uncle Owen, that I was like, you know what, I'm going to get his autograph. And soon after that, he was gone. And in the 20 years since 2002, a lot of these people have died, including Kenny Baker, including Peter Mayhew, including Carrie Fisher, darn it. And so this may be the last chance that I have to get one of their autographs. And so, yeah, I'll have to do some soul searching about it.
That's a lot of money. I know I can't do that.
I remember Mark Hamill signing autographs at San Diego Comic-Con a decade ago, and he wanted it $100 a piece. And I just couldn't justify that. And I approached him, and I saw him. I took a picture of him signing somebody else's autograph, but I just couldn't bite for $100. And he's Luke Skywalker, for goodness sake.
Right.
I think Harrison is probably the only person that I would blow that much cash on, but...
Yeah, because that would be such a rare opportunity if he was signing autographs that I'd probably do it too. But I think I might just have to settle for Chukatrok this time around.
Oh, that's cool. We'll talk about it like during the drive and stuff, because we're driving rather than flying.
Yes.
And hopefully, and yeah, that's something that I've been worried about, because you and I talk all the time. But we don't ever hang out. And so I thought, gosh, you know, we're going to be in the car together for about 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's going to be difficult or if Marshall's going to just decide, you know, I can't stand to listen to this guy talk anymore.
No, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Again, if you're listening and you can't be there, what do you want us to look at? What do you want us to take pictures of? What do you want us to, what would you buy? Because they always have like a huge dealer's room, right? Where people will have their action figures, where people will have their posters, where people have t-shirts and costumes and props and millions of lightsabers in any possible color, as long as you're willing to pay through the nose for it, and masks and custom little items that people have made, you know, custom Chuka trucks, probably comics and books and whatever else there might be at a Star Wars convention, but probably mostly toys. What would you want to look at if you were going? And one thing that they would do, the three cons that I went to, is they would have exclusive posters. So they would have an art room where people, artists, had made posters for this con, and if you got there early enough in the day before they sold out, you know, you could get the artist to sign it, and that was free back then. I'm not sure if it's free anymore.
I doubt it.
But I remember in 2002, you know, I didn't have a lot of money. I was living with three other guys, so thank goodness, you know, I had roommates, and I didn't have to pay rent all on my own, right? I wouldn't have been able to go. But there was one poster where I was just like, oh my gosh, this poster I want. And so I went, and you know, he had 250 copies, 250 prints of this poster. And I got there, you know, before it sold out. Maybe I'll look at that when they announce like all of the exclusive, because there's always exclusive toys and exclusive shirts and all that stuff. There is any opportunity to spend your money. You want a coffee mug with Bib Fortuna on it? well, we've got it in blue and white, you know, that kind of thing. And so if you have money, you won't by the end.
Yeah. And we both already got a complimentary exclusive pin, a Stormtrooper pin for having tickets for the canceled 2020.
I don't even remember that. What did you do with yours?
I pinned it to my series of pictures that I have of the Millennium Falcon on my wall here.
Well, post a picture of that. I'm curious.
I will.
Oh, okay. I looked it up on eBay, and I see it's just like his torso and his head.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe I can include a picture on the post.
And so an hour ago, I was telling you that the best panels that I went to were when it would be retrospectives from the older movies, and they had all of the puppeteers that made Jabba come to life on stage together, and that was really cool. And
right,
one thing that would just be awesome, and I don't know if he lives in LA, and so it's doable, but I'd love for John Williams to be there and have a panel where he talks about his career and his feelings on Star Wars. It's possible.
Yeah, that would be really neat to see him. I mean, he probably wouldn't conduct, but just to hear him talk about all the stuff, even if we've heard it before, who cares? You know, to hear it from him would be pretty neat.
Yeah, and they can also have panels that are tributes to the people who have passed since in these last few years. And the one in 2018, there was a Star Wars celebration then, and I believe it was in England, right? Or was it? I can't remember. I think it was in London, and they had a panel of remembering Carrie Fisher that I thought was really great and very moving. And so it would be cool if we could have a Boba Fett one or Chewbacca one or an R2-D2 one, you know, that kind of stuff.
It would.
B. Arthur.
I don't know. With all these Star Wars shows coming out, we need to like do a petition or Twitter attack or something like that so that you can get a small role on one of these Star Wars shows that are coming out. They're putting out so many of them. And if we can get you on there, then you can go to all these cons and you can get 30, 40, 50 bucks for an autograph. Because think about the guy in Book of Boba Fett, the guy at the mayor's office, the clerk guy. I mean, he was only in there for two scenes or whatever, but now he's Star Wars famous, right? So he can probably go to these conventions. And
absolutely. And there are hundreds of people that could conceivably show up and get autographs signed, except for the lady that plays the armorer. None of the guys that came to our con that were there representing Mandalorian have been announced to be here. And now that there's so many shows and so many of those people probably are there in Southern California, there was a guy that would go to every single con who played one of the Gamorrean guards in Yuma, Arizona. I got his autograph, and the last con that I went to, he was charging $25 for his autograph. And I was like, but you didn't even have a line. And the "you rebel scum" guy,
yeah,
would always come to cons, and I feel like you got his autograph, didn't you?
No, I didn't, but I heard you went and talked to him for a bit. I remember you telling me that story.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I should cut that bit out. I got his autograph as well, and it just, you know, the people that are local and they just enjoy going to cons anyway. Yeah, I'm not sure why we don't have a list of 100 people that are going to be there. Not that the list that I just read was short.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, what about Rosario Dawson? You know, she's probably going to be there, right? To talk about Ahsoka.
Oh, I would think they'd have an Ahsoka panel. Absolutely, yeah.
I'd probably try to get her autograph. Either her or Thundercat, one of the two.
He could sign autographs and he would sell them.
He would.
Just, yeah, like all of these voice actors from Clone Wars and Rebels and even somebody that did a voice on Resistance, I think, sign autographs. It's just kind of amazing to me that we don't have a list so long that it takes a half hour just to read it.
Yeah. But you never know. They might actually be there, but they're not on the list yet or whatever.
That's true. And there could be people that are signing not as official guests, like the You Rebel Scum guy, that just are going and they'll have a little booth and it'll pay their rent for the next couple months.
Yeah.
A little bit tempted.
We could run into Garza Fwip or something.
She's too big a star.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think she'd go.
She's a maniac on the floor, man.
So another question for our listeners is, what do you want to hear from us? What do you want us to report on? What do you want us to talk about when we're doing podcasts about this? Or do you want us to record things on the floor or those kinds of things? What do you want to hear as a report back to you? Not that we can guarantee we can pull it off, but we'd be interested to know.
Yeah, just interact with us on this. You can be the other person in the car with us and the person that doesn't say much out in the corner.
We talked about it a little bit before we started recording. I usually don't allow the comments on the blog for this, but I'll go ahead and leave that open on this one so that any comments you want to do on the blog or on Patreon or the email or anything like that, the email is journeyintopodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want to leave a voicemail, you can go to 77JInto107. Yeah, ask questions. What do you want to hear from us? Let us know.
Okay, well, I've taken up enough of your night. Thanks for hanging out with me again tonight. And the next episode that we do will be probably on the road. And that's exciting.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I guess we didn't tell people that your cousin is coming with us as well.
Yeah, and that will be interesting. We'll see if he regrets that or not. I would pretty much beg him to go with me in the past, but he was unwilling. And so I stopped asking, and then something has changed.
Yeah.
And so that will be interesting. Okay, well, thank you for listening, folks, and we will talk to you on the West Coast. And maybe we can do like 4 or 5 little episodes so it's easier to get them out faster.
Yeah. Yeah, and we can do little mini episodes as we go.
And that's it. We'll be stuck in a car for so long, we'll come up with like lists. You know, your top 5 favorite Star Wars aliens, top 5 droids, things like that will be fun. And maybe we can share some of that with you as well.
The top 5 Imperial Comm officers.
I like the one that says TK421. Why aren't you at your post? Is that a comm officer?
I think so. Yeah. All right. Well, have a good night, everybody. And may the force be with you.
Ciao.
What is it, Anakin?
Master Yoda mentioned Creative Commons.
That's right.
Master Qui-Gon, I was wondering
who your father is. Your mother hinted that you were created by organisms of the Force, but I think it just as likely Watto is your father.
No. I wanted to know what Creative Commons means.
Oh. Creative Commons is a license that enables you to download, listen to, and share a podcast, as well as anticipate things that are going to happen.
Like when I dreamed of Queen Amidala in a tight, ripped-up white bodysuit?
These are just dreams, Anakin.
I guess I don't understand.
Well, the Creative Commons license means the podcast is free, but you aren't allowed to change it, take credit for it, or try to sell it.
Or you'll be chopped in two with a laser sword?
That's exactly right. Now you've got it.
Never leave me, Uncle Qui-Gon.
I never will.
Okay, so these are in alphabetical order. Amy Allen.
Okay.
Just say you don't know if you don't know. There's a bunch of them. Are you muted again, dude?
Shoot. I'm still here.
Okay.
So, start over. That's a lot of money. I know I can't do that. I'll see what...
I don't hear you. Are you muted or did you hang up?
Dang it.
Oh, that sounded like a hang up.
I will get up now.
Chalupa for us all.